It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation and welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. We have all the podcasts of our shows there at the website, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And so be sure and check that out. Go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. We would greatly appreciate that. On the website, there's a whole lot of information right now. Rick Turnquest and I worked together to put together a very thorough voter's guide on all of the issues in on your ballot for this Colorado election. And we hope it'll be a good tool that can help you as you fill out your ballot, as well as we have a couple of events. Next Monday night, October 19th, Rick and I are having a really fun Salon Series event over at Water's Edge Winery, where we will go through the ballot questions. And it's been very interactive. We've given some presentations, very interactive. And I think that's a great way for people to learn. In studio with me is Brad Beck. And interactive versus people just being talked to, it tends to have better results.
Well, good morning, Kim. And it always does. I love a great conversation. I love the dialogue. And I love coming in your studio.
It is great to have you here. We are friends. I don't know how long. We've been friends for a long time now.
Since we started Liberty Toastmasters in Denver.
Okay. Yep. And you are one of the co-founders?
I am.
And I am one of the proteges of that particular group. The first time I went to Liberty Toastmasters, I was so nervous. I was shaking when I got up and to do the table topics. And on a regular basis, we have a number of our colleagues call in with this impromptu speaking regarding table topics. But it... You know, Brad, as we look at what is happening in our country, words, communication is so important, getting our brains around these ideas and then being able to communicate them. And that is what is so great about Liberty Toastmasters.
Well, one of the things we are just proud to do is see people who are fearful of just getting up and speaking in front of a group of peers and just introducing themselves a lot of times brings a lot of angst to people. And with a short period of time, a little bit of help, a little bit of onboarding, we can get people to where they are comfortable. They can stand up and say their name, talk about ideas, and then be able to breathe after, you know, 1 or 2 minutes, which is a big feat. But it's great to see people really advancing and reaching their public speaking goals.
And communication is so important, getting your brains around these issues. We don't always agree on everything at Liberty Toastmasters, but that is the beauty of the American idea. So it is great to have you in studio. You've done an excellent op-ed, and that will be in the newsletter this weekend and then highlighted on the website thereafter, and it's called Monsters.
It is. It's Halloween after all.
Which is very, very apropos.
Hey, I got a question. The year that you founded Toastmasters, is that 1940 what?
Actually, Ralph Smedley found it back in the turn of the century, the first part of last century, and he did it at a local YMCA to get people enjoying and learning about public speaking. Started with adults and then went to... Actually, with students and then adults wanted to get in on the action. So it's a worldwide organization, Producer Steve.
Okay. You know, I was trying to have some fun at your expense, and you took it. You took the high road. So I'm out.
That voice is Producer Steve. I get to work with a lot of great people, and that is Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And I'm so grateful for them. I'm grateful for each of you listeners. I know that many of you have emailed me regarding questions on how to find the voter's guide. It's at my website, kimmunson.com. Just hit download and then download. There's just 2 clicks to get to that. And one other thing that is on the website, the I'm a Trumpster guys also have a radio show here on KLZ 560 from 4 to 5 on Sunday afternoons. They have funded this whole thing 90% with their own money. President Trump said, go to blue states or swing states and work to move the votes to freedom, to President Trump. And Reggie Carr grew up in Colorado. They both were working with the Lowry Music Group down in Atlanta, and they have come up to Colorado. And you've seen the bus brought back.
Oh, yeah. I got to be at the first run they did downtown Denver, and it was fun. We had a lot of bikers leading the pack and the great bus and Reggie and Johnny, and we were there with all kinds of support and folks just following them along, and got a lot of waves, got a lot of one-finger salutes, but it was awesome.
It is awesome. And they're taking this into ethnic communities and working to move the needle. And this isn't just a kind of one-time wonder. They have realized that the Black community has really been decimated by the policies of the great society, if you will, of Lyndon B. Johnson. And in fact, Reggie had shown me a YouTube video of a woman. This was absolutely riveting, Brad Beck. Her nephew had been, just that evening, shot in the head and killed. And she did a YouTube video, which, I mean, her emotions were so raw. And she said, it is Blacks killing Blacks. We cannot do this. We have to start to honor each other. We have to honor men, women, our relationships. It was absolutely raw. And it is on both Reggie and Johnny's hearts to make a difference for this election, but to make a difference for the future. We cannot let inner city kids any longer graduate without being able to read and write and do arithmetic. This just can't continue, Brad Beck.
No, you're absolutely right. And what they're doing is authentic. They're really concerned about making sure that everybody has an equal opportunity to advance, to pursue their happiness. And what they've done investing in that bus and going to the communities of color and just being around them is just a thrill. It's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. And they're really making a difference, I think.
They are. And so we're going to have a fundraiser for them, a fun afternoon this Saturday afternoon at 88 Drive-In Theater. Tickets are $15. There's $3 processing fee to take care of all of the other stuff around that. We would love to have you join us. We'd love to get a bunch of people there. And so go to my website. It's $15 for adults. It's $5 for kids under the age of 14. And interestingly enough, CBS National has reached out to them. And very possibly they're going to be there, and you might be on national TV. You can get your picture taken with the guys, tour the bus, and we're going to have food trucks, games, and as supplies last, the first people that attend will get one of those battle masks as well. So we would love to have you join us there. Brad Beck, one of the things that we're doing through this particular election cycle is highlighting different candidates. Giving them some time, because it's very difficult for Republican, conservative, libertarian candidates to get out there. The left is well-funded. Yesterday, somebody told me that the Zuckerbergs are putting $100 million each into this election. And so it's so important that we highlight these people that are stepping forward. And one of the things, Brad Beck, that we have noticed and we're talking about on a regular basis, is there's 17 House Democrats here in Colorado that voted to let people die alone during this COVID-19 Wuhan virus thing. And we are calling them the Cruel 17. They are named in our voter's guide. And we have we've named their opponents as well. And one of those guys is on the line, and that is Tony Caputo. Hey, Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey. Hey, thank you, Kim. How you doing?
I am good. Let's jump in here, Tony Caputo. What district are you running for?
I'm running in House District 32.
Okay, and what area is that?
It goes all the way from Tower Road all the way down to Sheridan, up north as far as 108th, and then kind of funnels down down south up to 53rd to include Ms. Benavides' area.
What you're hearing is gerrymandering, my friends.
I'm well aware of those.
So, Tony, you have jumped into this race because why?
Well, I have been involved in Adams County, and I'm part of HD 32, the board who tries to select candidates to run, and there was nobody wanting to run. So I went to the Lord for about 3 months and prayed about it, and He convinced me that I should do it. That isn't a promise I'll win, but he's convinced me to do it, and I am doing it, and I'm putting my whole effort as much as I can into it.
Okay. And, you know, working hard, believing you can win, Tony, because the fact that your opponent is one of the Cruel 17, you need to let people know that. Because what I'm seeing all the way from Blue Dog Democrats, unaffiliated independents, libertarians, Republicans, conservatives, that big wide swath of people does not think that that's okay. Tony Caputo, how can people get more information about you?
I have a website at www.tonycforhd32.
Okay, so that is tonycforhd32.com. Tony Caputo, I am recommending that people adopt a candidate. And you mentioned that you have part of your district up in Adams County. A listener had reached out to me the other day to let me know that many of the politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties up in Adams County and North Denver were having secret meetings. When I say secret meetings, anytime elected officials get together to talk about official business, if there's more than two of them, that meeting needs to be posted so that the public can attend or listen in. And the idea that these folks are meeting in secret is, again, something that the big wide swath of people do not like. And so, Tony Caputo, thank you for stepping up. And I'm recommending that people adopt a candidate and help them. And I know that you're adoptable, Tony Caputo, that you would welcome some help with walking or phone calls. I know that you would, or donations, any of that would be helpful.
Absolutely. By the way, the two gentlemen you were talking about, they did a video for me that's on Facebook right now.
Oh, Reggie and Johnny?
Yes.
Oh, well,
they're great. Great guys.
They are. Well, be sure and check that out. Tony Caputo, thank you so much. We'll talk to
you soon.
You're
welcome. All right. God bless you.
Okay. And we're going to jump over here with Lynn Gerber. She is also a candidate for House of Representatives here in Colorado. Senate District. Excuse me. Thank you, Steve. Lynn Gerber, welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you, Kim, for having me. How exciting to be on your show.
Okay.
Go Lynn Gerber for Senate District 19.
Okay, great. Lynn Gerber, Senate District 19. And what area is that, Lynn Gerber?
So we are North Jeffco. So that is Arvada and the western part of Westminster. Quite a large area, a big voting area.
Okay, and why have you stepped in and thrown your hat in the ring?
You know, Kim, I am very passionate. I'm a native, born and raised in Boulder, Colorado. I work and have an organization called Tattoo with several business women in animal welfare. So I have been working as a lobbyist for our animals, and I was involved in a very simple piece of common sense legislation we absolutely could not get passed for our dear animals. It was incredible. The Capitol, they've lost their way. That's why I'm in this race, because I believe I bring a different voice of truth and of hope.
Okay. Well, we need to get some balance back down there at the State House for sure, in the State Senate. Lynn Gerber, how can people get more information about you and help you?
Well, Lynn Gerber for SD19.com is my website. We have a great walk coming up this Saturday. We'll be meeting at 8701 in the King Supers parking lot. And I really need money. As you spoke of money, my candidate, my run is $250,000 stacked money against me. However, we have outwalked. We have been out since the very beginning. Freedom. We are walking for the people. I will represent the people. So we'll see what money buys. 50,000, big disparity in money in our race. But I have name recognition, I have a heart to serve, and I believe the people see that.
And I do think that you can outwork that money as well, Lynn Gerber. So one more time, what is that website?
Lynn Gerber for SD19.com. And Kim, I would also ask that we had an accident. My daughter was involved in a firebomb on the 27th of last month. It is being investigated. It has upset our family. The car was literally burned to the ground. It's being investigated, and because of our SB 217 enhanced law enforcement, it has really impeded, you know, our criminal element in our communities. And I'm hoping that that bill will be revisited. We need law and order.
We do need law and order. And Lynn Gerber, I actually saw a video of your daughter's car, and my understanding is that it was parked at one of the RTD park and rides, and that someone actually drove around the parking lot, chose your daughter's car, which that we wonder why, broke the back window and threw something in, and the car was totally burned. I find that pretty darn scary. Law and order is on the ballot this election. Liberty is on the ballot this election. Lynn Gerber, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Kim, for having us.
You bet. And before we go to break, one of my great partners is Hooters Restaurants. They have 5 locations right here in the metro area: Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. It is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so they are helping to raise money for that. There's 5 things that they're doing. You can purchase a pink drink, and $1 of that goes towards fundraising. You can donate $5 for a pink color change cup. You can fill out an endowment card for $1 and have that on the wall. You can round up the change on your check, and you can purchase some specialty pink themed merchandise, and part of that goes for the fundraising as well. So for more information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. We're going to go to break. Speaking of law and order, we'll be talking with Tim McCormick. Brad Beck is in studio with me. Stay tuned.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Oh, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's kimmunson.com. Charlie chose that music because Brad Beck is in studio. You've written a great op-ed that'll be in the newsletter this weekend. Be sure and sign up for that at kimmunson.com. Monsters.
Yeah, well, we're in the season, aren't we?
We are in the season, for sure. Before we jump into you in the third and fourth segment, several things on the website. Be sure and check out the voter's guide that Rick Turnquest and I created for you. It is very thorough. We hope it'll be a helpful tool as you fill out your ballots. Regarding judges, actually a friend of mine has posted something at the Douglas County GOP on judges. Go to the DC GOP website and click on judges. And even though you're not in that particular judicial district, it's very helpful, just the thought process. People have said, oh, I just vote no on all of them. If perchance they were not put back into office, then Governor Polis would make those appointments. So you need to kind of think strategically on that. And then a couple of events: our event at Water's Edge Winery on Monday night. You can buy tickets there, as well as our great event this coming Saturday up at 88 Drive-In Theater with Reggie and Johnny, the I'm a Trumpster guys, the Trumpster Bus. Please join us. You can buy your tickets there as well. Tim McCormick, you are a DA candidate for Adams and Broomfield counties. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Kim. Good morning, Brad. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
Tim, as we are moving towards election, we are seeing that one of the big things on the ballot is law and order. And I was with some people last night and went around and talked about the things that people were concerned about. Safety of our communities, law and order. And we talk about law and order. We're talking about constitutional law. Patty pulled a piece regarding if Harris and Biden are elected, they'll make laws to, like, get talk radio off the airwaves. That's not constitutional law, but constitutional law and order and safety of our communities is what I'm hearing from a lot of people, Tim McCormick.
Well, Kim, I think that's paramount. And I was listening to your show a little earlier when you had candidate Lynn Gerber on, and what happened to her daughter. You know, it's horrific that we've gotten to that point where political campaigns, or I guess we'll call it political retribution, has risen to that particular level. But I can tell you, for the last, you know, we launched our campaign way back in March of 2019. We're 20 days away from the election. I suppose we're past the home stretch. We're just going to try to slide into home and see what the electorate decides. But one important thing that we've learned through our campaign, you know, across the jurisdiction, Broomfield and Adams County, is that people are concerned about their safety, and they are concerned about the lawlessness that's gone on. And more importantly, they recognize the need for moral and ethical leadership, you know, that's needed both in regular times and times of crisis. And at least in this district out here, after several years of failed leadership and rising crime rates right here in our own backyards, across the 17th Judicial District, the residents and law enforcement agencies, and I think even leaders of Adams and Broomfield counties are ready for change. So leadership, law and order, supporting public safety is our top priority, and ethical leadership, ability, and integrity matter now more than ever. And I think this race for district attorney out here presents a pretty stark choice in that regard.
You know, Tim McCormick, I was thinking about it. We have, 20 days or so till the election, and so many people are working so hard. And somebody said something. Now, I never played football, obviously, but they said, we're going to leave it all on the field. And my friends, we've got to do that this election cycle. We have got to make sure that we do everything possible. These local elections are so important. And last election cycle, George Soros, about this time, started pumping a whole bunch of money into Democrat candidates. And Tim McCormick, these Democrats of today are not the Democrats of JFK or your mom and your dad or your grandpa and your grandma. These Democrat candidates are pulling the party so far to the left that I think it'll be difficult to move back if, in fact, many of them get elected. And we can't leave. We've got to leave it all on the field. We've got to go for everything, Tim McCormick.
That's a great analogy. And you know, it's funny you say that, because I was going to say that this morning with 20 days left. It's, you know, first and goal on the 1 yard line with about 30 seconds to go, and we just got to get it over the line. You know, and Kim, this last weekend we were very active. We were out and about, kind of doing that final push, if you will, and getting our mailers out, and still, you know, I call it the knocking, walking, and talking tour. And we did an awful lot of that. But, you know, it's when you bring up that the other aspect of Soros money, and you look around the country and you see that going on, it is concerning. It's concerning that one individual has put that kind of money into these races and is turning the criminal justice system upside down. You know, the other thing I want to key on, you said that this Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party of old. I can tell you that we've been very fortunate in our campaign to be endorsed across the political spectrum, unaffiliated Democrats and Republicans, and a lot of the Democrats that we've spoken to are, you know, that kind of JFK Democrat, if you will, or the Democrat from the early 80s and 90s here in Adams County. But a lot of them don't recognize that party and feel abandoned by it, and we're hoping that they'll turn out for our campaign.
And this really is, I think, beyond party now. We need to elect people that believe in this American idea, this ideal that all men are created equal, that we have justice that is blind, justice that we seek justice, but yet with compassion. You know, we really need to, this is not no longer about Democrat or Republican. And that is what I found, is this whole identity thing where whatever your descriptor is, then people can look at that group and say, you know, define that whole thing. The thing that we are defining right now and that is on the ballot is liberty and law and order, and when we say law and order, constitutional law. Tim McCormick, what is the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning?
You bet. Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on and giving me this opportunity through the course of our campaign, and I want to thank your listeners especially for their support as we've gone through this. You know, our communities deserve competent district attorneys, and I think we're best served by district attorneys who foster practical reforms hold offenders accountable, bring closure to victims and their families, and present alternative rehabilitation programs where appropriate. But ultimately, it's putting public safety as a top priority, public safety over politics. And as the next district attorney for the 17th judicial district, I'll do exactly that. I will aggressively prosecute violent crime, protect our most vulnerable citizens, and I will work towards sensible and practical reforms without compromising public safety. Kim, you're right on point. This election, there's a lot at stake, personal liberties, freedoms, the Constitution. I encourage your listeners to just do their research on their candidate. Know them, know what they stand for, know what their agenda is, know who's backing them and why. And if they want someone who's going to fight and protect residents and communities of their district, great. Or do they want someone whose allegiance is to their political party? It's really up to them to decide. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And again, that website is McCormick, McCormickFORDA.com. Tim McCormick, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. And don't forget to add a K at the end of that. McCormick4DA. There you go.
I had it on my notes, but I'm just rushing around here, Tim McCormick. So again, that's
understood.
McCormick. Tim McCormick, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again very soon.
You bet. Have a great day, Kim.
Okay. Jason McBride, we've had a whole bunch of people running for office. Are you running for office?
Oh, gosh, no.
Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. The market had strength. I actually had a just back-to-back day yesterday. What happened with the market yesterday?
Well, it was just it looked like a little bit of profit-taking. We had slight declines. The Dow was down about 150 yesterday. NASDAQ, let me see. That might have – nope, that was down just a tiny bit, 12 points. But we're still within just a whisper of the all-time highs on the markets, which is still a little bit mind-boggling to me, but we'll see what happens going forward. Of course, we've only got, less than 3 weeks till the election now, and it should be interesting to see not only what kind of shenanigans get pulled, but how does the market react no matter what the outcome is. And then we've got the confirmation hearings going on as well. So I think a lot of people are probably, kind of watching those. You remember when, like, the O.J. Simpson trial was going, Kim, the market was very quiet because people were drawn away. And I think people are, watching what's going on with Amy Barrett as well. And, I guess last I'd like to say, she is really got some serious strength. She must have went to a Marine training class to avoid rolling her eyes. Now she's got the mask, so that hides what she's probably smirking underneath listening to some of these idiots, but I can't believe she hasn't rolled her eyes one time.
That's interesting that you would say that, because I wear my emotions on my face. I think that many times, and Brad Beck, you know me well, that I think that I'm playing poker face and people know exactly what I'm thinking. And I think I'm an eye roller. So that's a really good point. She is an amazing, poised woman. And you would think that the feminist movement would be all over someone that has reached such success. And yet they were really going after her. She's quite a woman, I think, and I think she should give heart to a lot of young women. Jason McBride, one other thing. As you're mentioning this, we talk a lot about opportunity. When opportunity knocks on the door, you need to answer. And if we are flirting with these highs right now, and if people... I just talk about risk assessment. Even while everybody is mesmerized with everything's going on, it sounds like there might be an opportunity if you want to move some of your funds into a more defensive position. You've got an opportunity right now, and I think people should sit down and talk with you about that.
Well, it may be a very, very good idea, Kim. The last thing you want to have happen is to see a big drop in your money right after you retire, right before you're going to retire. That can be very, very difficult to recover from. I agree with you. We seem to have some very high prices here. you know, it does seem like it's kind of a little bit of a disconnect with what's actually going on to some degree. So sometimes it's best just to take advantage when you can. Kim, you know, opportunity comes both ways, both on the buy side and on the sell side. And I think a lot of times we forget about the sell side a little bit too often.
I think that's a good point. So for more information with Jason McBride, you can reach him at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show, Kim.
Thank you. And we most definitely will, because Brad Beck is in studio. He's written an excellent op-ed. It will be on my website this weekend, and also in the newsletter that you can sign up for at kimmunson.com. When we come back, we'll be talking with Brad Beck about monsters.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
The silent odorless killer, CO2. Your house has a monitor. Does your mask? Masks can actually be pretty dangerous, according to the National Institutes of Health. They say that inhaling high levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, may be life-threatening. OSHA does not recommend masks in oxygen-deprived environments, specifically elevations over 3,000 vertical feet. The mask mandate is not for your health. It's killing you one breath at a time, thanks to selfish Governor Polis, paid for by FECUnited.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, kimmunson.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
And welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. On the line, or in studio with me, is Brad Beck, and it's great to have you in studio. We're going to be talking about your op-ed, Monsters. Before we do that, though, I did not get to my quote for the day, and what I did is, since you were going to be in studio and your op-ed was on monsters, I looked for monsters quotes, and this one came up from Shakespeare, and William Shakespeare. He doesn't have a born date. He has a baptized date of 1564. He died in 1616. He was an English playwright, poet, and actor, widely regarded as the greatest writer in the English language and the world's greatest dramatist. He is often called England's national poet and the Bard of Avon. And I wasn't quite sure what a bard was. And in Celtic cultures, a bard was a professional storyteller, verse maker, music composer, oral historian, and genealogist, employed by a patron to commemorate one or more of the patron's ancestors and to praise the patron's own activities. Now, interesting, I never really studied Shakespeare. My dad only has a high school education, but he would quote Shakespeare all the time. That was back in the day when you had a classical liberal education in these little schools. But this one was interesting. This is William Shakespeare. He says, "Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on." And I thought about that, because what we have happening in America right now is a politics of envy, and envy is based on jealousy. And envy does not mean that that you can't, or how does it go? Envy says that it's not that I want your stuff, it's that I want that you can't have that. And that's very detrimental. And well, that's what's happening, Brad Beck.
The root of all evil is the desire for the unearned. And when people are envious of other people, rather than going out and working hard with the fruits of their labor, their time, their energy, and then they look over and somebody has something more than them, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. You know, when it's interesting. I observe the world. I look. I'm very aware. And one day I'm shaving in the bathroom, and out of the corner of my eye, I get this flash of this monster face. And I turned around, and basically my wife had taken an apothecary jar and put some soaps as I travel for business. And, you know, you grab a bar soap here, shampoo, and throw them in a bag. Well, she put them very nicely arranged around our bathtub, and just out of the corner of my eye, I saw this face, and I went, wow, there's a monster. And so I called her over and said, hey, hon, there's a monster over here. And she goes, you have a very highly imaginative mind. But it got me thinking, you know, going back to my youth, when I was a kid, I used to watch Chiller on the local TV stations with the monster, you know, matinees early on Saturdays.
I never watched that stuff.
I love that, you know, with Boris Karloff and Lon Chaney and all the great monsters, actors that played them, you know. And it got me thinking about all the things that are happening now, and especially this time of year, and Halloween, and usually we have a big Halloween event. We usually have a haunted house. We get 300-400 kids every year. And this year, it's on hold. We're decorating the house, but we're just not doing the haunted house because of just the situation going on with the Wuhan virus. And it got me thinking about all the monsters that are in our heads, all the things that I keep hearing over and over and over in my local community, in the state, in our nation, and in the world. There's all these monsters that are out there, and most of them are like the golems of old. The golem is an old Yiddish monster made of clay, and it comes to life, and it's an imaginary thing, but it becomes alive. Well, who gives it that life? Is it real, or is it something that's artificial that's between our ears? And that got me thinking about what's happening in my community where I live in Erie, Colorado, and have lived there for 20 years. Love it. Great town. Seen it from dirt roads and 3,000 people. Now we've got about 28,000 people and growing, just like everywhere in the Front Range. And it got me thinking about what is happening locally. So there was the unfortunate situation with Mr. Floyd in Minnesota, and this is something that's been going on throughout communities throughout the country. But all of a sudden, it's gotten hyper-violent. We had Ferguson, which was hyper-violent. And yet when we slowed down, looked at the facts, what came out was very different than the monsters that we were sold. And so you start thinking, okay, before you're emotional and reactive, wait. You know, maybe if you have an emotional reaction to something, write it down and then come back to it. Because what tends to happen is the emotions flare and those monsters become real, and they have a form of a life. So in my community, we had a reaction to the unfortunate killing of Mr. Floyd. And the reaction was, we've got to rise together as a community. So they put together posters with, you know, fists, like the
communist
fist, you know, all different colors. And together we're going to rise. We're going to have a parade and rally and have speeches.
Now who's we?
Well, this is put on by the town that I live in. And
so they're using taxpayers' dollars for
well,
this?
Well, I haven't been able to get all that information. So they were over at the community center, and that's where they met, and they walked.
Elected
there was elected officials there,
and I'm not calling them officials anymore. I'm changing that. They're representatives.
Well, they are representatives. They work for us. They serve us as citizens, and we have the opportunity to vote them in and vote them out. Bureaucrats, who I have a different problem with, but there was this less than about 3% of the community was marching, which is fine. That's their right. They rallied. They spoke. But then it started going further. There had to be a, quote, community conversation, end of quote, a way to get people engaged and understand the problems that we were having in our community. Now, mind you, most of our community, probably 90% of it, happens to be Caucasian. But I started looking into hate crimes or issues that we're having there because certain people of various races were saying different things. They were being followed or having been harassed, and the statistics don't call it out. They're just not there. And we're an inclusive community. We're a best of Colorado, best places to live. I abhor the hatred that has been portrayed by so many people. And, you know, I'll say it categorically. I'm against all forms of racism. I'm against white supremacists. I'm against the KKK. But, you know, when you have these unconscious bias situations where people are saying, well, you just don't know because you haven't been brought up in a situation where you're a person of color and people are staring at you or you're not getting the service. Okay, I'm listening. Tell me the example. Okay, did you report it? No, but I just felt it. Well, I think we have to have a dialogue there because just because my pigment in my skin happens to be white and somebody else is a different color, you know, I've got a question. What, is it them or is there actually something going on? Is there a monster in their head? I grew up in Southern California. We had a very diverse group of people. In fact, my school was integrated very early on. We played football with the kids that were bused in. A lot of my best friends to this day are all the Hispanic community, Asian community. I mean, we all get along. We've never had a problem. But for some reason, there's this continually pushing up the issues. And I'm curious, why? Why are you trying to separate us? What are the monsters that are in your head, meaning whoever's starting this, whoever keeps this going? And so they had a town Zoom meeting for unconscious bias. And they brought in a professional speaker. And this person...
which they probably paid.
They probably did. And they gave her the opportunity to speak about why people have this bias. Now, a lot of the stuff she was talking about on communication was excellent. But a lot of it was offensive and divisive. And I started to think, is this the proper role of local government to bring this up to an issue, or is it something other than the local folks? So they should be dealing with the roads and the sewer treatment. I could make a case for free market on those as well, but why is the local community and the communities around us, you start looking at what's happening with other towns that are there, and they're all doing the same thing. And then I got an email from my Optimist Club, which I love, is the Friend of Youth, and they had a Zoom meeting as well, recognizing and managing unconscious bias. And then I started becoming aware of this.
This word keeps coming up.
Unconscious bias, that you're not aware of what your biases are. There are biases that you know, but there's biases that you don't. And you may say things that are, quote, microaggressions, end of quote. And this is very concerning because it's starting to go down the path of what the communists and the Maoists we're doing for many, many, many years, and now it's seeped in to our institutions, whether it's government or it's our non-for-profits or businesses. AT&T, I saw recently, just did the same thing. They had a whole unconscious bias seminar, and I'm like, this is too much of the same similar
too
type
organized.
Of thing. Somebody's behind it, and I don't know who.
Yes. I've actually had several men reach out to me in different businesses and have said the same things have been happening in their businesses. They're terrified to say anything because they could lose their job. There's all this virtue signaling. The person that is now at the bottom of all of this is the straight male. And it's not just the straight Caucasian male. It is the straight male, no matter what the descriptor is. We need to get away from these descriptors. It's almost like there's this 4 a.m. call that we're going to use this word today. It's going to be unconscious bias, or we're going to reimagine. Remember when we heard that word? You mentioned this, and people would say somewhat conspiracy theory regarding communism, Marxism. But in essence, tapping down free speech, you know, starting to re-indoctrinate people's minds. This is dangerous times we're in, Brad Beck. Let's go to break and continue this conversation. It's a very important one. Brad Beck is in studio with me. His op-ed Monsters, which is very good, is going to be in the newsletter rolled out this weekend. Be sure and sign up for that at kimmunson.com. Before we go to break, another one of my great partners is Castlegate Knives and Tools. They're located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. They're a family-owned business. And knives have been around since the Stone Age, and for good reason. They're functional, they're durable, they're versatile, and they're an essential part of the all-American toolkit. So whether you're a hunter, a sportsman, you need something in a great knife in the kitchen, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place to get that. Go to their website, castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Brad Beck.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there as well. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. We've got three things there, lots of things there, but our voter's guide is there, which hopefully will be a helpful tool as you fill out your ballot. Buy your tickets for our Salon Series Voters Guide event, which is this Monday at Water's Edge Winery. And then buy your tickets for the I'm a Trumpster event up at 88 Drive-In Theater. That's this Saturday afternoon. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's 2 to 4. We're going to help those guys keep those bus wheels rolling as they're taking it into ethnic neighborhoods. And they're not going to stop after this election. It's on their hearts to start to move this needle towards freedom within the ethnic communities. And Brad Beck, we need to show up. You know, Democrats have been showing up in ethnic communities every election cycle, promising things. Conservatives, those that want to conserve this American idea that all men are created equal. I know you love Calvin Coolidge, and he said, if all men are created equal, then that's final. And so Reggie and Johnny are committed. This is on their hearts to make this happen. Step up, help them. We're going to have fun this afternoon. You can buy your tickets at KimMunson.com. You've done a great op-ed, Monsters, which will be rolled out this weekend in the newsletter, as well as it'll be on the website. And you're talking about this unconscious bias, these things that we're starting to see pushed forward in government and nonprofits and business. During the break, you were showing me some very interesting research that you've done, Brad Beck.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Kim. I'm on a board of directors for part of my industry, and even in my town, I'm noticing more and more the diversity, equity, and inclusion advisory groups coming up. Now, I'm all for diversity. I'm all for diversity of thought, diversity of everything, but not just for being gratuitous. I want the best people, the best in everything. So I don't care if you're green, blue, purple, it doesn't matter. We want the best, and we want the cream of the crop for anything we do, any endeavor, whether it's our communities or our businesses or our functions that we have, which are outside of our everyday life. Maybe it's a community group. But we want the best of the best and those that are willing to put the work in and to give their opportunities to others through, you know, putting their time, putting the energy, just like you talked about earlier with Reggie and Johnny. Well, you know, on this board of directors that I'm on, we had this vote on diversity and inclusion, and I voted no because it's to check a box. I said, how are we going to implement this? We asked a lot of questions, didn't have a lot of answers, and I was the only no vote. Well, normally you have to have everybody by consent, and I wasn't going to go along. They passed it anyways, but I insisted that my name be on there as a no vote. Mm-hmm. We're a pretty diverse group of people in that organization, but just to have one flavor or one color or one look or one religion over another, just to have the box checked, I think is wrong. And I think there's enough good people out there of all backgrounds that we can find for our different organizations and in our communities. But just to do it because you feel like you have to because you're getting pressure from the outside or these special interest groups. I don't believe there should be special special compensations or special things that happen for special groups of people.
Okay.
If we're to be equal.
So back in, I think it was 91, there was this ballot question regarding, I can't remember, but it was kind of like hate crimes against gay and lesbian people. And someone that is close to me is gay. And this was, you know, I think inherently I knew that if you start to get, and I say this is one of the things that Steve had pulled, if you start to give people special rights, women's rights, gay rights, then there's no way that there's equal rights because then justice is starting to pick and choose. And so this person said to me, yes, but what about hate crimes? And back then I realized that this idea of hate crimes was a very dangerous road to go down because ultimately then you would start to have freedom of speech assaulted. And the old sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words are powerful, but if we start to lose freedom of speech, and here we are now, what is this, 30 years later? And he said, but what about if somebody, you know, beats me up because I'm gay? I'm like, there's laws against beating people up. You can't do that.
Right.
And so back then, those seeds were being sown a long time ago, Brad Beck.
Yeah, no, it drives me crazy when somebody says, well, that's a hate crime. Well, my first question is, who gets to decide what a hate crime is? Are we going to segment every group of people? I mean, that's just wrong. If we're supposed to be all equal. Now, meaning from the founder's idea of equality was that we are all equally human, that we are all equal under the law. But we didn't have an equality of outcome. I have many friends from different backgrounds, and especially in the gay community. I was having a conversation with some friends, and they were talking about gay rights. And I said, that's great, but you know what? I'm not for it. I'm for equal individual rights, and I'll fight to the death to help and preserve and give you all the same rights that I do as an individual. But to have a special right just because of your sexual orientation, I think, is wrong. And after that conversation, they said, I have never heard this perspective before. We've been indoctrinated for so long. And so, you know, we have to talk to our friends and neighbors. We have to be open. But the problem you have is we've got too many people that have a special agenda and want to have special deals for special groups of people.
And that gets us towards socialism, communism, and Marxism. The interesting thing about socialism, Brad Beck, we only have a couple of minutes, much longer conversation, but socialism, everybody right now, they think it's all about free stuff. But I recently have reread the Communist Manifesto, and you need to have workers for socialism and communism. So it's not that you're going to be sitting around doing nothing. It's just you're going to be working, and somebody else is going to be taking the fruits of your labor. And I don't think people realize that. What's your final thought? This goes way too quickly when you're here.
We could talk for hours about this, but my friend Anders Igmarsson, who you know, he writes a separate blog, and he said, you know, statism, with its base in collectivism and a focus on alleged group rights, perpetuates racism and prejudice, while capitalism, with its foundation in individualism and the recognition of individual rights as the only rights, relegates racism and prejudice to the fringes of society. We've got to be aware that that's the monster we're dealing with.
That is the monster we're dealing with. Brad Beck, co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters. People can join us. I would highly recommend they come as guests. Denver meets the first and third Saturdays of each month, and then up in Longmont, it's the second and fourth, right?
10 a.m. Come and see us. We got a meeting this Saturday at the Independence Institute.
And how could people get more information?
LibertyToastmasterClubs.org, or just Google Liberty, or just Google Toastmasters.org, and you can find our club there online.
And I would really recommend that people check out this fantastic op-ed that you've done. I think Zach's going to include this picture of the monsters in your bathroom.
I hope.
And so it's great having you here, Brad.
Thanks,
Beck.
Kim.
Okay. And my friends, be sure and vote. Encourage your colleagues to vote as well. Vote for conservative principles, for liberty. Make sure that you, I would not recommend that you mail your ballot back. If you do, put two stamps on it, track your ballot, but drop it off in the secure boxes or take it to the county clerk. And our quote for today is from Shakespeare. And he says, "All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts." Brad Beck, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, my friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.
Young, like a new moon.